Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1052. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shalem Yecheskel Shraga Ben Esther Fradel Shetaka Rafu Shalem Psech Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to Amalacha of Koitzer. Okay, so we spoke about last shiur in reference to the flower pots that are not perforated, that do not have any holes, whether on the bottom or on the side. And we mentioned even then one should be careful not to, just to read the Lushan from, again, the Sefer Klalim on page Reish Tzadik Gimel, whereby one has to be careful not to move it if they're made from wood or cheres. That's what he says, from earthenware, mutal, lataltal, otzitz, she'ein, enakav, as long as the flower pot does not have any holes, any perforations. We said even a very small hole would qualify, but if there's no holes at all, hechash, otzitz, enay, osume, eitz, a cheres, as long as it's not made from wood or earthenware, it would be okay to move. We saw that also in the Sefer Shabbos Home. Okay, so now just moving along, when we say move, we're talking about, like we said, you're moving from the earthen floor, from the earth until onto a table, or onto a beged, or onto a piece of clothing, onto a piece of plastic, whatever, or moving it into the house, into a place whereby there's no earth ground. Okay, so now just moving along, he brings down from the Egle Tal, does the Sefer Klalim, from the Egle Tal, Taka says that when you have Shetzemach Shemispashet Anof of Mechutz Lo'otzitz Al Gabe Ofer Karka, when the flower or the plant has the branches are branching out. Let's say I have a flower pot, right, or I have a plant pot or whatever, and I have a plant and it's a little bit bigger, and whereby the branches are flowing out of the flower pot, and it's on the ground, it's on an earth ground. And now it's flowing out. So the branches are flowing out from this plant. So says the, he brings on Sefer Klalim from the Egle Tal, that Yon Kimo Anofim Vagam Hatzemach Shebesoich Ha'otzis She'ein Enokov Me'ofer Me'akarka. So it comes out, Taka, that says the Egle Tal, that through the branches that are flowing over, and there's no separation between the branches and the ground because they're outside of the flower pot, so they are, Taka, getting the nourishment from the ground, and it's Taka goes into the plant, into the flowers, or whatever it might be. So that would, Taka, be a problem to move. So that's what the Sefer Klalim brings down, that he brings it from the Egle Tal, he brings halacha l'maisa like that, that you can move this flower pot as long as it's not made from wood or earthenware. And also, he says, it's in Ois number 2 actually, also he says, v'gam ein mispashtin anofov michutz lo'otzitz alofer. In other words, that there's no, the branches are not flowing out of the flower pot, out of the plant pot, mimakim l'makim. Afilu k'shem agbiu me'a ofer karka mani. To move, in other words, he's flowing in, he's saying the Lashon continue. I just read it in the middle of it, so it didn't sound so great, but be it as it may, he's saying the whole paragraph going from in the beginning, whereby there's, as long if there's no holes in the flower pot, and it's not wood, and it's not earthenware, and also there's no branches flowing out of the flower pot or out of the plant pot, whereby it's going over the ground, right? In such a case, then you can move it. You could move it from the ground to the table and bring it inside if there's an erev and so on, and you don't have to worry about all these inyanim. Okay, so that's the bottom line. Brings down the Sefer Yitzir Halacha. It's also the same thing. He brings down the same from the Egle Tal, like we saw. B'chol inyin afilu kasheein hayinika iveris mitachtav. In all instances, afilu kasheein hayinika iveris mitachtav, that the flower pot is not getting nourishment from the bottom, right, or from the side. There's no holes, right? There's no holes. It's not perforated. But it's closed. Good, very good. And it's not wood. That is not cheres. It's possibly glass or whatever. Or maybe plastic, like we said, someone make. But so he says, im hanoif mispashet chutz laotzitz, if the branch is spreading out outside of the flower pot, and it's on the ground, right? Shuv is also then it goes back again. Shuv is also like bia. Then again, one cannot lift it up. Because again, it's becoming the same problem, whereby it's yonik from the ground. It's getting the nourishment from the ground. So one has to be careful. That's another important point. When the branches are flowing outwards, leaves, branches, these type of things from the plant over the outside and on the ground, then one to go ahead and move it, put it onto the table, bring it into the house, or so on, is not allowed. And of course, the same thing to bring it from inside to put it on the ground, or take it from the table and put it onto the ground on these on the dirt ground and so on, would also be a problem of Zireya. Now, the Sefer HaTzalach has been kind of very, very interesting thing, which is Taka very Negei Lemaisa also. I didn't see it in others from, but he says like this, he brings it from the Shal Teshuvas Kinyan Torah, Shal Teshuvas Shrag HaMeya, but he says like this, V'afilu Atzitzim She'yankim in HaKarka. Okay, so let's say I have a perforated flower pot, right? Let's say it's hanging somewhere, and it has holes on the bottom, and it's over the earth. Good, very nice. I understand that. So then we said it's a problem to move, because even if it's high up, it's still a problem. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch Rav and so on. So that's what he says. V'afilu atzitzim she'yankim min hakarka d'hainu dafka she'asu l'taltalei mimakaymai. The whole iser is only to move it. In other words, to move the flower pot, to move the flam pot, the plant pot that has holes in it, or no holes if it's earthenware or wood. But just the question. The shaila is to move it. You're not allowed to move it. But let's say I want to pass by. I'm walking, and on top of me, I'm passing by under a flower pot. Okay, flower pot. Interesting. It's dirt ground, let's say, and there's a flower pot hanging, and there's a perforated, and there's holes. So we see there's a connection going to the ground. So maybe when I pass by under that flower pot, it's hanging on pegs, and I'm walking down the block, and I happen to pass underneath it. Is that considered koitzer, whereby I'm cutting off the nutrition that's going into the nutrients that are going into the flower pot? So he says no. The whole iser, says the Sefer Yisrael Lach, is again, he brings it, like I said, from the Sefer Kinyan Torah Shrag HaMeh. He said the whole iser is l'taltal amim kamit, to move the flower pot itself. Avol im yesh lei otzitz nokuf im semachim of rachim hatole lemaila. If I have a flower pot that has holes in it, it's perforated, right, and it's hanging up high, it's mutter lava mitachtam, I could pass by underneath. Ve'ena nechshav kamafsik ali dezer yunikosem in a karka. It's not considered as though when at the time I pass by, I cut off the nutrients from going into the flower pot, and therefore I'm over koitzer. No problem. Ve'al kein, he says you're allowed to do that. It's only question is to move the flower pot, but not to walk underneath it. He says, then therefore, Valkane is mutalaver oileshev tachas naifa ilan. Interesting that one will be allowed to. Now, we're going to talk about, not so simple. You can't lean on trees and these type of things that you can do. But let's say I sit under a branch of a tree. I'm not leaning, I'm not moving the tree, nothing. I'm just, the tree branches are very wide, right? And I'm not, nothing to do with the tree. I just happen to sit there. And there's shade, it's sunny outside, right? So maybe I can't sit there, because we said when the branches are branching over and it's over the ground, like a tree have branches, and it's over the ground, over the dirt ground, so it's yoinik from the ground. It's getting the nutrition from the ground. So maybe I can't sit, under branches. Again, not leaning on the tree, because I'm gonna see that's a problem. You're not allowed to lean on the tree and to make use of the tree. That's, but I'm just sitting over there on the ground, but it's still no problem. I'll the question of cutting off the nutrients from going into the branches, he said, is no problem. Therefore, and I'm allowed to walk by, even just to walk by where there's branches. Maybe I can't walk by, if it's a dirt ground, I can't walk by the branches of a tree, under the branches of a tree. So the answer is yes, you could, because that's not a problem. The enam gorim lahav sokas ho'ilan. You're not goyrim, you're not causing the interruption of the nutrition, the nutrients from going from the ground into the tree branches. And the same thing by flower pots. If you have flower pots, some people have flower pots hanging up, they might be hanging over the sidewalk or whatever, so you'll say, maybe I can't walk down that block. The answer is no problem. It's only a question of moving the flower pots, but just walking under them is not a problem at all. Thank you for listening. As Lachem Bracha, cult of